Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Monsoon session of Parliament begins on stormy note. Both houses witness adjournments over various issues, including demand for immediate discussion on Operation Sindoor. Parliament allocates 16 hours for debate in Lok Sabha on Pahalgam attack and Operation Sindoor. Members of Parliament submit impeachment motions in both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha for removal of Justice Yashwant Verma. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in Mumbai. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Konkan region tomorrow. At least 20 people killed and over 170 injured as training jet of Bangladesh Air Force crashes into college building in Dhaka. And India to host FIDE Chess World Cup in October-November this year. And now the news in detail. The monsoon session of Parliament began on a stormy note today, with both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witnessing adjournments amid ruckus by the opposition parties over various issues, including demand for immediate discussion on Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Later, both the houses were adjourned for the day. Our correspondent has filed this report.
On the first day of the monsoon session, both the houses witnessed uproar in the morning after the opposition MPs raised slogan over several issues, including the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response through Operation Sindoor. The opposition continuously demanded a discussion over these matters. The Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh assured that the government is ready to discuss every issue in the Parliament. But due to the uproar by the opposition, the Lok Sabha was adjourned multiple times. When the house reassembled at 4 p.m. after being adjourned at 2 p.m., the scene was no different, forcing the chair to adjourn the Lok Sabha for the day. While the Rajya Sabha transacted smooth business except one adjournment in the beginning when it was assembled for proceeding. It took up the question hour and special mention and also passed the bills of lading bill 2025 after discussion. With Anand Kumar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, a Business Advisory Committee of Parliament was held at Parliament House in which it was decided to discuss Operation Sindoor in the Lok Sabha, which was launched by the armed forces in response to the Pahalgam terror attack. The meeting held at Parliament House has allocated 16 hours for the debate in the Lok Sabha over this matter. Besides, 12 hours have been allocated in the lower house for the discussion on the Income Tax Bill 2025 and 9 hours for the debate over it in the Rajya Sabha. On the other hand, several members of Parliament today submitted a memorandum to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to remove Justice Yashwant Verma. A total of 145 Lok Sabha members have signed the impeachment motion against Justice Verma under Articles 124, 217 and 218 of the Constitution. MPs from various parties including from BJP, Congress, TDP, JDU, JDS and CPM have signed the memorandum. These include BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur, Congress MP and Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Supriya Sule of NCP, SCP among others. Parliament will inquire into the matter related to the recovery of cash at the residence of Justice Yashwant Verma. In Rajya Sabha, during the proceedings, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today said that he has received a motion for removal of Justice Yashwant Verma, which has been signed by more than 50 members of the upper house.
On an earlier occasion, that if the requisite number of members who verify their signatures and the number goes above 50 or more, I would proceed and deal with the issue of a signature that has been twice there and not owned by the member in a different manner.
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that the monsoon session will be productive and filled with enriching discussions, which will strengthen the country's democracy. Mr. Modi was addressing the media outside Parliament this morning before the beginning of the session. The Prime Minister said the session stands as a proud moment for the nation, a true celebration of the country's collective achievements. He added that the world witnessed the strength of India's military power during Operation Sindoor.
इस सत्र के दरमियान भारत की सैन्य शक्ति को बल मिलेगा, प्रोत्साहन मिलेगा, देशवासियों को प्रेरणा मिलेगी. और सैन्य क्षेत्र में जो रिसर्च इनोवेशन और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो रहे हैं मेड इन इंडिया डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट बन रहे हैं उसको भी एक बल मिलेगा.
पार्लियामेंट हैज पास्ड द बिल्स ऑफ लेडिंग बिल 2025 विद द राज्यसभा अप्रूविंग इट टुडे. The Lok Sabha had already passed the legislation in March this year. It aims to update and simplify the legal framework for shipping documents. It will replace the Indian Bills of Lading Act 1856. A bill of lading refers to a document issued by a freight carrier to a shipper. It contains details including the type, quantity, condition, and destination of goods being carried. Replying to a debate on the bill in the Rajya Sabha, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal said that after the Narendra Modi government came to power in 2014, the vision plan of the ministry was developed, under which Sagar Mala program was undertaken and more than 805 projects have been identified.
5 million metric ton. That was the cargo handling capacity of during the UP regime. But in the last 10 years, if you look at the figure, it went up to 855 million metric ton. That is the massive growth. Coastal shipping. In 2013-14, the coastal shipping was limited to 87 million metric ton. Now, because of the modernization and also developing the efficiency of the port, it went up to 165 million metric ton. Even in the inland waterways, it is limited to 18 million metric ton. Now it went up to 145 million metric ton.
BJP MP Rajiv Pratap Rudi has rejected the allegation of Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, that he was not allowed to speak in the lower house. Mr. Rudi was speaking exclusively to Akashvani News outside Parliament.
It's the prerogative of the speaker to decide who speaks when, and there is a whole process. But if I am very important, I want to speak any time I enter the house, possibly this is not agreeable to any individual or to any legislator. Having said that, possibly it's more of a politics. And after that, a mayhem has always been created. So his idea is to walk in and walk out, let the mayhem prevail. And that's what is today happening in Congress Party.
Earlier, speaking outside Parliament, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi alleged that ministers are only allowed to speak in the House, but opposition members are not allowed to speak.
हाउस में डिफेंस मिनिस्टर को बोलने देते हैं उनके लोगों को बोलने देते हैं मगर अगर विपक्ष का कोई कुछ कहना चाहता है तो अलाउड नहीं है मैं लीडर ऑफ अपोजिशन हूँ मेरा हक है तो मुझे तो कभी बोलने ही नहीं देते हैं तो ये नया अप्रोच है मगर इशू ये है कि कन्वेंशन कहता है कि अगर सरकार के लोग कुछ बोलें तो हमें भी स्पेस मिलनी चाहिए.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. In Bangladesh, at least 20 people have been killed and over 170 others injured after a training aircraft of the country's air force crashed into a college building in Uttara area of capital Dhaka this afternoon. The defense ministry in a statement said the China-made F-7 BGI aircraft crashed soon after takeoff into a building of the Milestone College and caught fire. The Bangladesh government has declared a day of state mourning tomorrow following the incident. We have a report.
As per the latest update from Inter Services Public Relations of Bangladesh, at least 20 people, including the pilot, were killed and 171 people were injured after a Bangladesh Air Force jet crashed in Dhaka's Uttara area. Bangladesh F-7 is a modern variant of China's Chengdu F-7, itself modeled on the Soviet MiG-21. Its production ceased after China delivered the last of 16 units of F-7 BGI to Bangladesh in 2013. Naval Sang Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the tragic air crash in Dhaka. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with Bangladesh and is ready to extend all possible support and assistance. Back home, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the NISAR Earth Observation Satellite, developed jointly with American Space Agency, NASA, on the 30th of this month at 1740 hours from Sriharikota. GSLV F-16 heavy lift rocket will place the satellite into a 743-kilometer sun-synchronous orbit. The NISAR satellite will scan the entire globe every 12 days and provide high-resolution, all-weather, day and night data. In Maharashtra, heavy rain disrupted normal life in Mumbai and its surrounding areas today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for the Konkan region, including Mumbai, Navi Mumbai, Thane and Raigarh, excluding Palghar, for the next 24 hours. More from our correspondent.
According to IMD Mumbai Director Shubhangi Bhute, the city is witnessing intense rainfall due to southwesterly monsoon winds. Since 8:30 this morning, Santa Cruz has recorded 115 millimeters of rain, while significant amounts of rain have fallen in Navi Mumbai, Thane and Raigad regions today. The airlines have issued a travel advisory asking passengers to plan ahead, leave a little earlier and to check flight status. The IMD forecast warns of continued heavy to very heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and gusty winds in Mumbai until 25th July. Residents have been advised to stay updated and take necessary precautions during this period. Sweetie Jain, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In Himachal Pradesh, normal life has once again been thrown out of gear as heavy monsoon rains continue to batter the state. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in the state tomorrow. More details in this report.
Continuous heavy rainfall since last night has further deteriorated the situation across large parts of Himachal Pradesh, including the tribal districts of Kinnaur and Lahaul Spiti. As per the State Emergency Operations Center, heavy rain, cloudburst and landslides over the past 24 hours have claimed 2 lives and caused significant damage to infrastructure and agriculture. In the Khasa subdivision of Lahaul Spiti, torrential rain, hailstorms and flash floods have devastated nearly 90% of the agriculture produce, dealing a severe blow to local farmers. 3 national highways and 398 roads remain blocked across the state. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours across the state. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand as well, the IMD has issued a heavy rainfall warning for most districts of Garhwal region and parts of the Kumaon region for the next 24 hours. In view of the alert, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviewed the state's preparedness from the State Emergency Operations Center in Dehradun. He held a virtual meeting with all district magistrates to assess the condition of roads and review arrangements for the Char Dham and Kamar Yatra, along with the status of electricity, drinking water and other essential services. The Maharashtra government is considering challenging the Bombay High Court's decision to acquit all 12 accused in the 2006 Mumbai train blast case. Speaking to reporters, State Minister Chandrasekhar Bavankule said, "The government will first study the court's order and assess its legal merits before deciding on the next step." The High Court today overturned the 2015 convictions, stating that the prosecution failed to prove the charges. Former Kerala Chief Minister and veteran CPM leader V.S. Achyutanandan passed away today after a prolonged illness and hospitalization in Thiruvananthapuram. The 101-year-old leader had been on ventilator support in a private hospital in the city for the last 2 weeks. Several leaders, including Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and BJP State President Rajiv Chandrasekhar, have expressed grief over the demise of the veteran leader. In business news, domestic benchmark equities bounced back around 0.5% after a muted start today. The 30-share BSE Sensex settled at 82,200, up 442 points. Similarly, NSE Nifty 50 ended the day at 25,090, up 122 points. On to sports now. India will host the Chess World Cup 2025, scheduled to be held from the 30th of October to 27th of November. The world body for the sport, FIDE, today said the announcement of the host city will be released in due course. The top three finishers of the 2025 World Cup will earn direct qualification for the 2026 Candidates Tournament, which determines the challenger for the World Chess Championship. Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Khadse, said that the National Sports Governance Bill 2025, which will be introduced in the current monsoon session, aims to promote the sports sector. The minister was addressing the felicitation ceremony of winners of Gothia Special Olympics Trophy 2025 in New Delhi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Monsoon session of Parliament begins on stormy note. Both houses witness adjournments over various issues, including demand for immediate discussion on Operation Sindoor. Parliament allocates 16 hours for debate in Lok Sabha on Pehelgam attack and Operation Sindoor. Members of Parliament submit impeachment motions in both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha for removal of Justice Yashwant Verma. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in Mumbai. IMD forecasts a heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Konkan region tomorrow. At least 20 people killed and over 170 injured as training jet of Bangladesh Air Force crashes into a college building in Dhaka. And India to host FIDE Chess World Cup in October-November this year. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.